If you have a child, know a child, maybe you are a child, you may be familiar with Roblox. The online gaming platform's popularity has exploded in the pandemic. With more than 32.6 million people playing daily, the company plans to go public tomorrow. So, what is Roblox? NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
During lockdown, my 9-year-old daughter Amaya has been playing Roblox with her friends nonstop.
I'm on a roller coaster.
They can't be with each other in person, but they can enjoy virtual amusement parks together. They can pretend to go to school together and play dress up.
Do you want to be twins and creep the people out again?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Mostly, they follow each other around different virtual environments.
Oh, that was close.
I almost squished you.
Roblox is a bit of a substitute babysitter when parents need a break at home.
PJ McNeely is the CEO of Digital World Research. He says Roblox has benefited during COVID by having a captive audience. He describes the platform this way.
Minecraft meets Nintendo, which meets Lego, and mobile phones enables a whole bunch of it. They're starting with certainly the younger demographic and building their way up.
McNeely says going public will allow Roblox to build a digital empire beyond gaming.
This money will either give them an opportunity to build more content for the platform or to go to adjacent platforms like music or partnering with Spotify or movie service. That's where this is going to go.
The company's CEO, David Baszucki, known as Builderman, co-founded Roblox in 2004. He estimates 3/4 of American children aged 9 through 12 hang out on Roblox every month.
We're crushing it right now. And in the midst of COVID, we've seen an explosion of older players on the platform. So how do we make it possible for Roblox to connect everyone in the world?
During a conference for its game developers last summer, Baszucki laid out his dreams for the company. That includes making movies with Roblox content and creating a universal translator for people around the globe to gather in a collective virtual space.
This is ultimately the dream of so many of us for so many years, way back to the science fiction community. We have our own personal vision of the metaverse.
Last year, Roblox presented an online experience tied to the recent Wonder Woman film, and the platform hosted several virtual concerts. In November, players put their avatars in the audience to sing and dance alongside Lil Nas X's avatar as he performed for them.
I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today.
In January, Roblox announced it had already raised $535 million for what it calls its human experience platform. It hosts games created by the players themselves. Alex Hicks was just 13 when he went from playing Roblox games to designing them. Now, 24, he has his own nearly $2 million game development studio with 10 employees. They created the games Robloxian High School and World Zero.
With other games, if you get bored of that game, you'd stop playing it. But with Roblox, there's just a constant stream of titles to play, and you can just see what your friends are up to, go hang out with them. It makes you realize that this is probably the future of social engagement. If you can watch it with other people at the same time, it's just that much more engaging. And I think that's what Roblox really gets, is the social aspect.
20-year-old Zoe Basil lives with roommates she first met on Roblox. She's a computer programmer who works on the platform's popular game, Adopt Me. She likes that anyone can publish a game on the platform.
When you're just like a 13-year-old making a game in your bedroom, you don't really have all these internalized rules, and you kind of just make whatever you want. It's kind of like outsider art. And I think that's awesome.
Megan Letter is a Roblox superstar with her virtual pet unicorn, Honey. She has more than 3 million subscribers for her daily YouTube channel, Megan Plays.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Megan. Welcome back to my channel, PG Squad. Today, I thought it would be really fun to dress up as a pet and see if we can catch any scammers in Roblox. Adopt Me. Let's get into it.
The 25-year-old influencer from Dallas has other YouTube channels and a merchandise line. She and her husband, Zach, also run their own studio where they developed the game Overlook Bay.
My husband and I are really, really excited for Roblox to go public. And I know personally we're planning to invest because Roblox is only getting bigger and bigger. We live and breathe Roblox, so to hear when it's going to go public, it's going to be massive.
She and so many others are eager to see what's next for Roblox after it files a direct listing of its stock. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.